Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
What if everyone at work were an expert communicator? What if every doc, message, and email they wrote was perfectly clear and concise? Inbox numbers would drop, customer satisfaction scores would rise, and everyone would be more productive. That's what happens when you give Grammarly to your entire team. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner that understands your business and can transform it through better communication. Companies that use Grammarly save an average of 19 days per employee per year. That's because with Grammarly's AI, what used to take a few hours only takes a few clicks, like generating an instant first draft in your company voice or tailoring a message to your specific audience and goals. And Grammarly's personalized on-brand writing help is built in everywhere your team works, across 500,000 apps and websites. Plus, it's safe, secure, and already IT approved. Join 70,000 teams who trust Grammarly with their words and their data. Learn more at Grammarly.com. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
Welcome to Nerdist Podcast number 397. I'm sitting on the couch watching Skydart play Mass Effect 3 again. She's Commander Shepherding it up.
Fem Shep.
Sounds like Cerberus talk. Thank you for watching Talking Bad. If you did, it's Sunday night when I'm recording the intro for the Monday podcast. Aaron Paul and Anna Gunn were fantastic guests, and next week, Bob Odenkirk and Samuel L. Jackson will be our guests on Talking Bad. So we're on an hour after Breaking Bad, right after Low Winter Sun at 11 p.m. Eastern on AMC. Also, a bunch of fun stuff going on over the Nerdist channel on YouTube, youtube.com/Nerdist. Cop Skyrim has come back for Season 3. We put up Aaron Paul's response video to his AMA. And also a bunch of All-Star Celebrity Bowling's coming up soon with Jimmy Fallon Show and WWE and World's End cast. So there's going to be some good ones coming. And a couple more we're solidifying. So go to youtube.com/Nerdist. Click subscribe. I would really greatly appreciate it, as I do appreciate... Come on, Delta Team. Take it down a notch. Commander Shepard may be at the tram station waiting for extraction. She'd be waiting a lot longer if she were in the post office. Stamps.com. What? It's called a segue, Chloe.
Jesus Christ.
That's called a segue.
All right.
Oh, by the way, you should watch Chloe's show. She's got a show on the Sci-Fi Channel called Heroes of Cosplay that's on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. Is that right?
It is at 7 p.m. Eastern.
7 p.m. Eastern. No, at 10 p.m. It airs at 10 p.m. on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah, 10 p.m. You're right.
7
p.m.
on the West Coast. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so here's a cosplay. Watch Chloe make some costumes. On the Sci-Fi Channel, woo! And now back to the Stamps.com sponsorship, which, by the way, Stamps.com will give you all the benefits of a postage meter, a fraction of the cost. All you need is a computer, and you just print that stuff out. Stamps.com is going to get you official U.S. postage for any letter or package, any class of mail. You'll never have to step into a crowded post office again and start quietly assessing people and judging them. And then you leave just kind of feeling worse than when you got there. You don't need to do that. Right now there's a promo code Nerdist, special offer, no risk trial, $110 bonus offer with a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. So don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Nerdist. Then stamps.com and type in Nerdist. She said right away. Commander Shepard said right away. She was probably talking about stamps. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't looking at that moment.
Way to go.
Well, thank you very much. I would... And now this episode of Nerdist Podcast is Kurt Brownoller, who does the K-Hole for us on the Nerdist Podcast Network. Kurt's hilarious. He does a live show at the Virgil every Monday night with Kristen Schaal called Hot Tub. And also, he has a brand new comedy CD coming out called How Do I Land, which is coming out through Kill Rockstars. So go to killrockstars.com/howdoiland. Or if you just go to Kurt Brownoller's website, which is kurtbrownoller.tumblr.com, then you will actually see where you can get that link. Kurt's hilarious, and he's one of our dear friends, and so it was very cool to have him on. Just Nerdist Podcast number 397. Oh, and this episode sees the birth of a new character, and it's not mine. And I hope we see a lot more of it on upcoming episodes of the Nerdist Podcast. I'm already envisioning the museum piece that we're going to make for this character. I don't want to build it up too much, but it's amazing. So here's the Nerdist Podcast number 397 with Kurt Brownoler. Commander Cloakbird.
Cloakbird?
Yeah.
You know who makes an amazing Commander Shepard costume?
I'd be glad to be Holly Conrad.
It is, actually.
Commander Holly Conrad.
Go check her stuff out. She's awesome.
Yeah, Crab Cat. All right, here's the podcast.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Kurt, come, sit.
We're going to sit in today. Oh, it's nice in here.
Do you record in here? Where do you record your show?
At my home or in a car.
You know that, Chris. You listen to it.
All the time.
All the time. It's the first one that comes down on the pipe.
Let's do this the entire
your time. How long until people stop listening if we
click.
Just do this in song?
They didn't even click on it.
they heard tales. They heard tales of it. They're like, no way. I'm stopping now.
As they hovered over with the cursor just like yanked away.
It was like, I don't know. Is this possessed?
You don't want to click on this.
Is my computer possessed with a ghost with good taste?
I like that voice, Jonah.
That's basically, it's a Matt Berry voice is all it is.
But it's almost like, you could almost be it's almost like a Bender voice. It's like,
I equated it earlier to a Miami Vice extra.
Hey, Crockett, the cocaine's in the back.
See? You see?
That's Miami voice if it was animated and happened in the 30s. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like an 80-yard bit of extra work. You know?
Over there.
We never got that line. Jonah, there's a guy over there. He's actually supposed to say, hey, boss, I don't know where the coke is. But we didn't get it, so could you just record that for us?
Sure thing, boss.
Thanks, man.
What was the line again?
It's, hey, boss.
Hey, boss.
You got it.
Hey, boss.
I don't know where the coke is.
Hey, boss. I don't know where the cocaine is.
Okay.
Oh, we went proper. Actually,
he's a little more proper. This guy seems rich.
Yeah, I prefer it. You know, here's the thing. The guy that you're supposed to be, he's a little down on his luck kind of guy, and he's
fallen angel. He's just, fallen angel. He was raised in a prep school, but now he's gone on hard times.
Yes, I know.
He's just walked past the screen. We didn't record the line on the day of, so we just need you to go ahead and say it.
No problem.
Just say it.
Hey, boss, the cocaine's in the back.
Okay,
get it. What?
Opposite of what we needed you to say.
The final season of Miami Vice went millions of dollars over budget, over directing the under 5 players.
Hey, boss, the cocaine's in the back.
No. Cut. Maybe we'll get it tomorrow.
All right.
Come back tomorrow.
Maybe
come
we'll
back
get
tomorrow.
It tomorrow.
I got this.
Your limo will be picking you up immediately.
Oh, thank you.
We're shooting Cocaine Boss Guy for the rest of the week. So we'll
everybody
get it.
Take off.
Does he have other scenes? Nah, it's just this one.
I want to really nail it.
Our younger listeners who don't know what Miami Vice is, Jonah was doing his impression of Tazon Day.
People have played
that video game, the Miami Vice.
Yeah. No, they saw the Michael Mann film. Yeah.
My one of my first sort of like cartoon comedy T-shirts that I ever owned was basically two rodents dressed like Crockett and Tubbs, and it said Miami Mice. That was my first when I was a
should
kid.
Should have been says Miami Mice.
I should have been that was my first thought. Of course, Miami isn't a thing, and that's probably why it wasn't that.
Yeah. But
says the guy with the Mugwai T-shirt.
Well, this is how,
never, is that the band or the never, animal?
No, this is the creature, and these are the instruction manuals that are. It's a. It's an.
No, it's not the real thing you
no
thought it
sun,
was. It was the fake thing.
It's all in pictures, melts. So it works for any language.
No. Oh, see, if this was in the movie, the movie would have never happened.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the yeah, instructions were so cryptic.
So if the old guy was like Mugwai, too much responsibility. If he had just pulled out this T-shirt, he would have been like, oh well, that's pretty much it.
Water, more of them. Eat after midnight. monster. Yeah. And then I've been like, oh, we'll never do that. I'm not going to take it home. Thank you.
Yeah.
But, like, does it matter what time zone I'm in? Because that midnight thing is very...
It's where
and
you
then,
are.
So what if you're on a plane and you're crossing time zones and it's 11:59 and he eats something, but then you cross over into the next time zone and then now it's only 10, it's only turning 11 o'clock.
And then when you go through that time zone, what if the Langoliers are there and they start eating you?
Oh, Jonah, please, just stay on point.
I'm trying to, but I'm talking about what are we flying into here?
How many
suspensions of disbelief? Is Jonah Ray Donovan coming out? I don't want Jonah Ray Donovan coming out.
Oh, someone's...
Yeah, yeah, it's spreading is all.
Spreading like them pussies.
It is my favorite thing he's ever done.
Yeah.
I don't know, I kind of like Cocaine Boss guy. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Well, and again, he wasn't the boss, he was just an extra... Forget it.
This reminds me of a... There was a DJ in... Oh, I want to say...
Miami?
It was not Miami. It's Houston, Texas. and I think it's Houston. Or Houston or Austin. But anyway, there's a radio show where like one guy does all these different characters on the show. And puzzlingly, a lot of the people in the town don't know that it's one guy. And they're really... Like the most like
the same similar.
I'm this character. Oh, and I'm this guy. And like they're all. It's just like all the most sort of out in front.
Yeah.
Stereotypical voices, and they argue with each other, and it's like, you know, if Phil Hendry were Guy Fieri, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a and people would come to the shows and be like, boy, I can't believe that, you know. Ed argued with Randall all morning on the, but it was really just the one guy. You're like, how can you not know? And you almost don't want to spoil it because, like, this is your Santa Claus. I cannot ruin this for you. That's what you could be for our show.
Sure.
Yeah. You could be the guy of a million voices of everyone's too dumb to differentiate.
I just can't switch them fast enough is the only thing.
Yeah. Well,
who are we even talking to right now?
I don't know.
Same guy. Same.
I don't know why this
what
guy
if
gets
we all talked this way.
Honestly, if he was, I don't know why he's in Miami Vice. He sounds like a ghost. He sounds like he's in London.
Hey, born and raised from Fort Lauderdale.
It could be like Miami Vice Sixth Sense, where
he's dead the whole time.
He died in the beginning.
Yeah,
like nobody in a raid, knows. And they didn't. He didn't know.
In a raid,
still want to crack this case.
Oh, now he wants to. You want to help the cops?
I was playing undercover. The cocaine.
Undercover ghost.
Undercover
ghost.
Dun, 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 dun.
And the cover is the ghost blanket.
Yeah. 30,
he's the sheet.
30 years ago, I died investigating a crime.
Get out of. Get out from under the sheet and get into under the cover.
This Friday.
Undercover ghost. Do, 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 do. Friday nights in summertime. CBS.
The sheet heats the fan. What is your background, Kurt? Are you, is it sketch? I believe it is sketch and
mostly
improv.
Paisley. Caucasian. Mostly Paisley. I love a nice sunset background.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I came up improvising. Started in like 99 or so at UCB in New York, and then did that for a long time. For like 8 years, and taught, and thought I could make a living improvising. Guess what, guys? You can't.
No.
You can't.
No.
It is a bad. It is a bad.
Why would you,
financial
why
idea?
Why would you ever think that you could?
Because we
a little bit of money.
We made we invented this new form that never existed. We traveled the world with it. Like I was like, maybe we could do this.
What's the new form that you invented?
It was a long time ago. It was probably in 2001, but it was called the Neutrino Video Projects, which was a fully improvised movie that was shot, scored, and edited while the audience watched it.
Jesus Christ.
So we had three live camera crews that would run live outside. We would get suggestions from the audience, and then crews would leave with two actors. They would shoot, all three crews would shoot a two-minute scene. All those tapes would be physically run into the theater, literally still when we had tapes and cameras. And then that would set up like 9 minutes of footage that the audience was watching. While they're watching that 9 minutes, we're shooting 2 minute more scenes, which is six more minutes. And we're just kind of like beating the clock. And then it's like a Herald structure. So at the end, all of the three different stories come together in one.
The Neutrino
like
video
Altman
system
style.
Ended when most of the cast died from the stress of just fucking shoot.
It was so, it took so many people, and to travel with that many people. Oh, 16 people to do the show.
Fuck.
Wow.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons we couldn't make any money.
Yeah.
So I decided to write around 2004. I was like, I got to start writing.
2004, Is that like, was that Super Deluxe Time yet, or was that the next year?
It's
after
just
that?
It was Super Deluxe Time was the next year.
Yeah.
So Kristen
yeah.
and I started working together in 2004.
Kristen Schaal.
Kristen Schaal. And the then, most. Yeah, I think then we did Penelope, Princess of Pets, but yes, Super Deluxe with at the same time you were doing stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember loving Penelope, Princess of Pets. I thought it was so, so fucking good and so, like, dense, full of just fantasy. And then the I was so bummed it couldn't get any more because you guys started turning into cardboard, and that was the last I ever saw.
Yeah, we definitely did not think of making things last long. It was just like, what's the next idea? Do it. Okay. Yeah. Now we're cardboard.
When we were doing it, we're like, it was before, like, and we started, probably you guys too, it's like we all started making stuff for this site, Super Deluxe, before, like.
The internet understood.
Yeah, but before it even, videos. Like, we were sending in videos before the site even launched.
Yeah.
And so, like you know, me and Neil Mahoney and Peter Tencio were all just like, we gotta, all the money they're giving us, we gotta throw it into these videos.
Yeah.
And then, like, when the videos came out, there was like, there was, you know, like Chelsea Peretti, just man on the street. I was like, oh, she really saved a lot of money doing this.
Well, Super Deluxe was born out of in the mid 2000s when a bunch of big companies said, hey, people seem to enjoy watching comedy on this internet thing. Let's become the new television.
Let's figure it out right now.
And so they sank millions, like Sony and Turner. Super Deluxe was Turner. And Funny or Die launched around the same time. Yep. And all these companies didn't understand what they learned was that people don't watch the internet like they watch television.
Yeah.
Like they don't. There's no like destination.
Yeah.
You know, they think, people will just come to our web portal and just be buried under all of the comedy they're going to watch. Furman and I did CPBS, which was Country Public Broadcasting, where we did a bunch of
music videos.
Country science songs. Bathing with Bierko, I think, was...
Bathing with Bierko was one. Who's the guy that was with... Eugene Merman's Bobby Tisdale.
Bobby Tisdale. He did a chicken one.
Yeah,
where he just had like a hotel and a chicken ran it or something. And I remember doing
or
one
like
of those.
Or the chicken was the
innkeep.
I can't remember.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, the net of it was that Funny or Die is the only one that still exists. Like almost all of them folded within a year
or completely changed the format. Like Cracked. Like where they just completely tried to do something else.
Well, Super Deluxe got absorbed by Adult Swim.
What was fascinating though, they got absorbed by Adult Swim, but they dumped all their programming so that all that stuff that they had paid for, and they probably paid a few million dollars for all this content.
Probably. Yeah.
It just they never loaded it up anywhere else.
Only Tim and Eric.
Hundreds. Yeah, they just took, I think, like two things. Or like Super
Eric
Jail,
think,
Tim and Eric,
and
Brad Neely stuff.
And Brad Neely's. Yeah, I think we were given $40,000 to produce, I don't know, four or five videos, I think. So it was about $8,000 to $10,000
per
video. Yeah. So it was, which, you know, at the time, when you first get a chunk of money like that, you go, oh my God, we can make Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, and then you figure out, nope.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh no, this goes real fast. Yeah,
I got audited because of fucking Super Deluxe.
So did I.
Jonah.
No, yeah.
So
you got audited too?
Well, it's just because they hand you a check.
They hand you a check. It was like a $125,000 check, and I was like, oh, well, I should have started a company and done it there, but I did it under myself and then had all the books and everything, but I gave checks to everyone. And I was fine in the end, but it was like, you know, a fucking year of proving to the IRS that I did it.
What if the IRS was like,
pay out so much?
If these videos are hilarious, we'll
be okay.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll be okay.
And if the videos were crap, they're like,
we got a few chuckles.
You didn't spend $125,000 on
these. I literally sat on the phone with the IRS. I was like, can I just send you some links? These you'll see it on the screen.
What's a link?
Yeah.
They didn't.
But also, like, what computer algorithms going through and being like, whoop, 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 struggling comedian, nail him to the wall.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one we got to get our money from.
But have you seen this bank? It's like, look at how much tax it's avoiding.
Look at how many,
too much.
Yes.
I think the IRS computers actually still go boop, 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 boop. That's the problem. They don't know any better.
Then they punch the card and then reel the tape in.
Yeah. You go click on this link and the guy goes, okay, hold on a second. You hear.
Idiots.
I just watched Superman 3 yesterday and when and I don't know why there was I didn't know how the I don't remember how much comedy was supposed to be in Superman 3.
Yeah, that's why they got Richard
Pryor stuff. But when he like hacks into whatever you know system that controls the world, all it is just these big tape machines going on,
yeah.
And it's like 17 shots of just tape starting to turn.
My favorite part of that
after he goes to night school to learn computers.
Yeah, because he's standing
so fast.
He's standing
yeah.
in the unemployment line, and someone gives him a book of matches, yeah. and it's like, you should learn computers.
Learn computers.
And you know how people just stumble into hacking, where like he's training at the school. And the guy's like, you're not supposed to be able to do... How are you doing this? And he's like, I don't know. I'm just typing. If you're a hacker, you probably have a pretty good idea of what you're typing. Yeah. But I guess he was supposed to be the comedic super genius.
In the late 70s, they assumed that computers would be a lot like having a natural proclivity towards piano.
Right.
Maybe he picks it up fast.
Yeah.
There are keys.
It was more like magic. It was more like, yeah. I remember watching it as a kid and just being like, seeing War Games and be like, all I need is one of those things to stick my phone into.
Boom.
And then I could launch missiles. Like, that was all I needed.
There was one cool part of that movie, which was...
Which movie?
Superman 3.
Okay.
Where she gets sucked into the supercomputer and it like... And then turns her into a shitty-looking robot.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
But is that the girl with the giant boobs?
No, that's Pamela.
It's the evil lady.
That's Pamela Stevenson, who was my therapist.
What?
Yes,
she became a psychologist.
She became a
therapist. Married to
Billy Connolly, and
what?
She was a SNL cast member.
This is very strange. Wow.
Yeah. So, so my therapist fucked Superman.
Okay.
She fucked Superman in the movie.
In the movie, they have sex. Yeah, yeah.
Or at least she fucked
Superman in real life.
Could you come on that Superman?
Come on that Superman.
Come on that. Could you come?
Where's all the cum getting out?
Could you come with us, Superman? Hey guys! Like you're just since we're just doing all the crazy voices. Yeah, Superman 3. If you watch the first four Superman movies one right after another, each one is half as good as the previous one.
So by the time you get to four, it's an eighth.
It's zero.
It's zero.
It's zero is good.
I don't remember any of that.
You don't remember any of it?
I saw the movie. I just don't remember.
So then what happens with Man of Steel then? Does it jump up or does it jump down?
That's debatable.
No, it jumps way up. Because Quest for Peace was, and I feel bad about saying this because Christopher Reeve was involved in
it. I suppose it does start turning the other way when Superman Returns happens, because then if Man of Steel has to be at least twice as good as Superman Returns.
Yeah, so it's the idea is that Lex Luthor gets Superman DNA. He gets Kal-El's DNA.
It's Atomic Man.
And he creates this nuclear man with Superman DNA.
Oh, boy.
And
Was he called Nuclear Man?
I can't remember. Was he Nuclear Man?
Yeah,
he was Nuclear
Man. Not Atomic Man. I was thinking of something from the 50s. You're thinking of something from the 80s.
Yeah. And so...
same idea.
And then John Cryer's in it. John Cryer plays like Lex Luthor's nephew or something.
Also named Ducky, though.
He was also
Ducky. He kept Luthor. His name.
That was Ducky.
Ducky
that's, what he, that's what he went on to do. It's like he didn't, you know, he got shit on in high school, and it's like, well, I'll show you. So it was
Ducky.
Yeah.
My
so he went from Pretty
owns
in Pink.
A company in New York.
I'm out of here.
Metropolis.
Metropolis.
I wonder if John Cryer still gets the. He must still get the Ducky.
I'm sure he gets the Ducky. It's his main thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what is John Cryer doing now?
Millions of dollars. Millions a week.
Oh, he's on Two and a Half Men.
Yes.
That's John Cryer.
Yep.
That's
still
Cryer.
On.
That's Ducky.
We've just expanded your universe.
Look at that. I mean, like, not necessarily in a good way. You just informed me about Two and a Half Men, but.
it's a thing.
Hey, it's work.
Trabajo is trabajo.
It's work. Hey, anybody here write for it? I'm so sorry if I insulted you.
I'm going to say, I kind of feel bad for John Cryer because he seems like an okay guy. And everyone
Why
else.
Why do you feel bad about him?
Because
you...
everyone else on that show. Because it's
show
very
is
hard.
Crazy.
Everyone, it's very hard to get a show on the air, and it's very hard to have a show be successful. And they, you know, that show could have gone on forever. And if it's like.
It's
so
still,
many people on the show.
It's still on.
I know it's still on, but I don't think it's as popular as it was.
Not one person on this planet will fault John Cryer for a second for being on that show.
No, I know.
He has earned enough goodwill amongst human beings, dealt with Charlie Sheen, dealt with Ashton Kutcher.
Pretty in Pink.
I mean, Ashton Kutcher seems like he's okay. It's the kid. The kid who
dealt
was...
with the crazy kid who now is the
Angus
super,
Jones.
Super Christian and having a meltdown.
He's the nuclear man of Christians.
Meanwhile, Ducky just shows up on time every day.
Do you think Ashton just gives everybody a Nikon cool pics when they come on set?
Yeah, just he has them all over the
place. Guys, his name's Chris.
Yeah. It's Chris. Apparently. His name is Chris. That's
that was
right.
a fucking news story.
That
on,
was a
on,
weird thing.
On the
it
Google
was
News
like the
page.
Teen Choice Awards. Or something.
Ashton reveals name is fraud. Yeah, my name is Chris. Ashton's my middle name. What? Okay.
I didn't even click on it. Like, I didn't know his name was Chris until you said that. Because
that's how
much of a non-news story. I saw the headline, but like most of Huffington Post.
But they presented it like, I've been living with a lie, and I need everyone to know.
Yeah.
And it's really just, I've done a thing that many actors have done before, which is just to use their middle name because
Jonah Ray.
Jonah Ray is one of them.
Just cooler.
Jonah Ray. See, I wish I had changed my name.
Now, what's your real name?
Yeah, Brian Brownoler.
Yeah, you're right. Alliteration's better.
Yeah. No, I used my middle name as my last name because of, like, open mics. Everyone kept on saying Rodriguez, and I felt I needed to explain why I looked the way I did.
When it's Rodriguez.
I thought about going with a Y instead of an I for just Myra. Because everyone says Mira. Colin Hanks today, also an example of that.
Yeah.
What?
Says Mira instead of Myra.
Hey, Mira.
Matt Myra.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's a name drop humble brag.
Well, he just...
We were at Zanku.
Yeah,
we were
at
Zanku. Whoa!
I mean,
garlic paste!
I gave Jonah some chicken. It was a good time.
Yeah, he did. I ate shawarma chicken. I was like, that was fantastic. And then he got his later, opens it up. I was like, I made the wrong decision.
Now, did you guys ever do this when Snow's Informer was popular? Did you ever go, shawarma? Say no, say no, going to
no.
My licky boom boom down.
I used to go, no. Michael Showalter.
Oh, much more indie.
You don't need to say Michael.
Yeah.
Just work better.
Cool. Just take it out. Take it out. Take it out then. Forget it. Forget I said
it. Edit point. Katie, cut this out.
Yeah, you're right. You're
Brown
right.
Older.
I don't even know the song, but I like that you use my name.
It was a white rapper from the Jamaican area.
Pull it up,
of
Katie.
Toronto? And it was
Snow. His name was Snow.
He went by the name Snow.
The song is called Informer, and it was all in Patois.
And it was album was called 12 Inches of, I think.
Snow.
12 Inches of Snow.
Jonah Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was like the whole thing was, it's like he's a white guy, but he talks
He's from Botswana?
Yeah.
No, Patois, like Jamaican.
Oh, yeah. Patois.
Patois.
Because that was the neighborhood he grew up in.
Wait, time out. The Jamaican slang is called Patswa.
Now, are you doing the Saved by the Bell timeout? Because if you are, none of us are supposed to be able to talk.
Oh, no. I'm doing the non-time, non-Saved
okay,
by the
yes,
Bell.
Okay, yes,
what is going on with the board?
I don't know.
We're having a situation.
It was around the same time as, what was the other one?
The guy who was a Hasidic?
The Lyrical Gangster. No, that was much later.
Oh, okay,
that's like, I'm the Miracle Gangster.
Excuse me, Miss that. Don't tell me like that. I know what bow don't know.
Shabba Ranks was starting to come up during that time.
Katie's
no.
got
Shabba.
What was that one?
Katie's got
no?
Snow for
nope.
us.
Yellow Man?
Nope.
Doing ding 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 doing.
Nope.
Nope.
I mean, like, I could continue doing this with you.
Oh, yeah.
I just go
you wouldn't even know if I started
Brian
making
Tim-tam.
Them up.
Bling, yeah, yeah, bing, yeah. bling, bing, bing.
That made me want a music bed forever.
Oh, okay, I remember this.
Yeah.
Oh, ding dong down. That's what I call this song.
Yeah.
Ding dong down.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Hot Stepper.
He's a hot stepper. Murderer, right?
Yeah.
I'm the lyrical gangster. Murderer.
Katie, bring up Hot Stepper.
Yeah.
We're going to take a walk down.
I always used to want it to just be like, I'm the lyrical gangster.
That's a Pete Holmes coaster. Enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I love them. Looking at Pete Holmes coasters.
Yep.
Sorry.
How's your podcast going?
It's great.
Is it fun for you?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Yeah. I like the one I have the most fun with is Get Lost, where we blindfold somebody and put them in my car and then drive them to somewhere we've never been before. And then they have to figure out where they are.
I want to do one where
yes.
I do that to you.
Exactly. That's our idea.
Yeah. That's called be one. Kidnapping.
Yeah, but it's agreed upon kidnapping.
Yeah, yeah. It's like role-playing kidnapping.
Role-playing kidnapping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you find Hot Stepper?
I did, but it's a commercial.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Vivo.
How long did you guys do? Because you and Kristen did the hot tub show in New York.
Yeah, we started in 2005.
I feel like I did that show in New York.
I think you
too.
Did.
I did. I've done it in L.A., but I know I did it in New York, too.
I think Hard and Firm maybe did it.
Oh, we did. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, well, now it's in L.A., too. It's on every Monday. At the Virgil.
Silver Lake. Which
East Side.
I was thrown off a little bit because that was the first time I'd been on the road so much, and I had not performed for Los Angeles Comedy Hipsters in a long time. And when I came back, I was not only not used to doing like a 10-minute set,
yeah.
but it's just my, I had road energy.
Yeah.
And I just sort of felt like it sort of, I was like, oh shit, that's right. This is a slightly different mode.
Yeah. It's a
than
different
where I was
mode.
Before.
It is weird that like you kind of come up doing all that stuff and you get used to that 10 minutes. And then when you go on the road for so long, you come back and it's
because
like,
the road breaks you of those habits.
It breaks you. Yeah. And, but you get new habits.
Did you,
right. yeah.
Did you find bringing the show from New York to Los Angeles? Do you find a different tone from the audience?
We went from Park Slope to Silver Lake, and they're essentially there should place. Be a tunnel, yeah. you know, that goes between the two,
like a dimensional tunnel, like place. A time, like just a
the Hyperloop. Yep. Hyperloop. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, I hope that's real someday.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
There's a quantum
and also
tunnel.
My car will fold up into my briefcase like the Jetsons.
Yeah. Come on, guys. This is like a half.
Stop this crazy thing.
Yeah.
There's a quantum tunnel between Park Slope and Silver Lake.
Yeah.
That they might be the same people existing in both states.
It's in. If you go into the superhero supply store at Park Slope and go through a back door, you come out. In Silver Lake, in Intelligentsia.
So if we could do Get Lost, the podcast, but we could control time and space, and we were to drop you in a hot tub show, and I would have to ask you, are you looking at a New York audience or a Los Angeles audience? Could you tell the difference?
Only because of the spaces.
No, but the people,
no, let's just
the people
say,
themselves,
they,
I think,
see,
is very different.
Yeah, I think the people
East
themselves.
Coast hipsters are a bit different than West Coast hipsters.
Less hats on the East Coast. Less shitty hats.
They don't have to worry about the sun, though. That's
yeah, they don't have to worry about it. So nobody wears fedoras over there. But lots of fedoras here. Still on the east side. I thought at some point they would go away.
Nope.
I'm waiting for it.
They all stayed, and the bridge that kept them there went from Indiana Jones to David Faustino. And then David Faustino wore it until the hipsters picked it back up.
Took it over again.
That's a bigger brim than they usually wear, though.
Yep.
Well, it evolved. That. It evolved in the Faustino incubation
period. Could you please say that
period.
As the cocaine boss guy?
The hats they wore had a much smaller brim than Indiana Jones.
So you're,
hey,
you're
boss, the cocaine's in the back.
Cut, please stop improvising the fedora line. No one is wearing a fedora in this program.
Now I can understand if it's like North by Northwest. I can start to hear that. Like, this is 40s kind of. You're up in the hills of the gold rush.
Look, on Mount Rushmore, a man. Oh, no, a plane. Dodge.
Wait,
run.
Are you slowly getting to Superman? Oh, look, a man, a plane.
Oh, no. It's Superman.
Tying everything together.
Superman. You put the emphasis
Superman.
On man.
Superman. Oh. A cape. Look up in the sky. Yeah. Boots.
Just pointing out everything that no one cares about.
Yellow belt.
Should we have him? Should we cut tape and have him redo the cocaine boss line? Just let him keep going. I want to see where he's going.
I
want to
see where this guy goes.
Yeah.
I feel like this guy's got a world inside of him.
My cocaine through the hourglass. Sir.
I feel like this character needs a name now.
I don't know what it would be.
Let's call him, hang on, I'm trying to think of a name that would be synonymous with both Miami Vice and a 1940s noir.
Bruce Gutter.
Bruce Gutter.
There you go.
See, I was going to go for, like, Kirk Kirby or someone, that's it, but I like Bruce Gutter.
Okay.
Bruce Gutter.
No?
Yeah, he's French.
You're just Bruce Gutter.
Yes, maybe here to the common tongue, yes.
The common tongue?
I'm still trying to figure this guy out.
No, you
talk about myself.
I feel like you got
him. Handle
him. I feel like you got him.
He's there. He's
it's almost like I think you understand Bruce Gutter a little bit better than Jonah Ray.
Probably.
He's 4D. He's four dimensions
Oh, cocaine. Up my nose it goes, and it makes me feel great.
Where it stops, nobody knows. Did you ever find Hot Stepper?
Yeah.
Ready?
Let's listen.
It's Kiss FM 1997. Here's Hot Stepper. Here comes the Hot Stepper. Now do the line about cocaine.
Never heard this.
Boss, bring me the cocaine. Ooh, it's this Hot Stepper. Remote to fly.
Bruce Gutter covers Hot Stepper.
Yeah.
Is this guy?
It kind of hurts to do this voice.
Does it?
It's a, like it pinches my vocal cord.
Yeah.
A bit too much.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta do it, man. That's what the people expect now. You knew what you were getting into when you chose this voice.
More cocaine.
He moves from the mic to breathe in.
Ironically, the thing that
like
will help
Tezonde.
You... That, ironically, the thing that will help you continue doing the voice is more cocaine.
More cocaine. Feel that drip.
It was Bruce Gutter that killed Jonah Ray.
That's my dying words. Bruce Gutter.
Jonah dead.
Bruce Gutter wants too much. Okay.
You can't do it, and if you do it anymore, you're gonna die.
I must.
That's what the people want.
When is the hot tub show in Los Angeles?
Monday.
We all do.
Yep, at 8 p.m.
Monday at 8 p.m.
Monday at 8
p.m. What's today? Thursday. Okay, today's Thursday.
Yeah, today's
so
Thursday.
So I can't.
Let's get into the fact that you have an album out on Kill Rock Stars.
Legendary punk rock
Legendary
label.
Punk
Kill
rock label
stars.
From the Northwest. I was extremely jealous.
I'm
very stoked for you.
Well, you can have one too. You can have one too. We'll set it up.
Ooh,
we'll set up. We'll make it happen.
We're going to put out Split 7-inch.
Split 7-inch.
Tall white guy Split 7-inch.
Two jokes each.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do like a Split 7-inch series where it's just called Two Stories Tall. And it's just like people have like short stories on either side.
I think it's a great idea. I was going to put out a 7-inch originally before I started working with Kill Rock Stars with this small label in Atlanta. And it was just like,
which one?
They are, I can't remember the name right
Henry
now.
Henry Owings?
Don't put me on
Chunklet
the spot.
No,
it's my buddy's label. Oh, okay. It's guys from of Montreal who just started their own label.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's the Atlanta, you said? Like, or Athens?
No, Athens.
Yeah. By the Elephant Six Collective.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your friend was wearing...
The B-52s are from there.
They are.
There we go. There we go. B-52s. And who else?
R.E.M.
R.E.M. There we go.
Yes.
Stand in the place where you work.
Go, Chris.
Now face north.
Spam in your lunchbox at work.
Spam in your
man pork.
Oh, my God. You could do that with any Weird Al song. Like, every Weird Al song. It's just ready to go on repeat in your brain.
For the most part, yeah. I know... I don't know lyrics very well, unless it's the Weird Al version. Yeah.
Here come the hot spammer. Murder up.
He didn't do that.
Yeah,
he didn't.
Lunch! Na 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 na.
What would be the Weird Al version of that song?
Of which song?
Hot Stepper.
Of Hot Stepper? Hot Pastrami?
No, we can't have the same word.
What's the refrain?
Tot Prepper. It's about the lunch lady preparing tater tots.
That's a bit of a reach, but I may allow it.
Here come the Big Dipper. Chocolate on top.
The funny thing about this is we could just call Al and go,
what would it have been?
What would your parody be?
Here comes the Hot Pepper.
Hot Pepper. Yeah, it's
burning up.
It's like a Chili's.
Oh yeah, it's
hot
chili.
Pepper. It's burning up.
Yeah.
Here comes a hot pepper burning up.
Yeah. No.
I don't know the original song, so I can't even get it.
Tot Prepper was it?
No, I think that
I see the music video already. The lunch lady's there.
Tot Prepper.
Tater tot. She's just
why doesn't
is in charge
she prepare children
of preparing the tater tots.
Why doesn't she prepare tots?
Yes, yeah. She's a witch lunch lady who serves children to other children.
Yeah.
Look, the witch.
Tater tots.
Oh, this guy's in this movie too. He's the best.
I buy him as the witch guy.
Oh no! Oh, these tots need to be prepped. I need a tot prepper.
Thank you,
murderer.
I've turned this episode, this interview of you, into a reason to do that voice. And I apologize.
Oh no, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Anytime Bruce Gutter wants to come out,
thank you.
You got to let him out.
I have to
unleash the Bruce.
It hurts.
I do. How did you get in contact with the Kill Rock Stars people? Did they contact you, or were you?
It was on Twitter.
Here we go.
It was on Twitter. They retweeted a joke of mine, and then I like retweeted and made a joke like if my 15-year-old self knew that you guys had retweeted me. First, I'd have to completely explain Twitter.
What
but
was the
really
joke?
Excited. I don't know. I have no memory of what the joke was. But that just started a conversation. We were just like talking online. And then I was like, do you ever think about putting a comedy out?
Oh, wow.
And they were like, yeah, we have. And it was the same day. And at like that afternoon, I talked with Portia, who ran Kill Rock Stars. And we were like, she was like, let's do it. And I was like, all right.
Fucking A.
Yeah. It was all very fast and felt very much not
punk rock works, man.
Exactly. It felt punk rock, and it didn't feel like entertainment industry, which would be like, we'll sit on it for 6 months and then get back to you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, no, we want to do this. You want
to
do this? Let's do it.
Let's look at Kurt's social media footprint and see what his clout score is before
How many Instagram followers does he have?
What's your influencer number?
On Vine?
Yeah.
What's your influencer number? Is it Vine or Instagram? Vinestagram? You have Vinestagram?
I'm Vinestagram.
Vinestagram?
Yeah, that's just Vince Vaughn pictures.
Yeah,
Vinstagram. Hey, pretty baby.
Hey, pretty. Yeah, it's all from Swingers.
It's just nothing, all nothing
from
else.
Swingers. Yeah, that's
one
cool.
picture from
cool
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Two. And
oh, that's right.
I tweeted a picture of Liam Neeson once from the movie Taken, and I just connected it to Twitter, so it said Taken with Instagram.
You just click on it. It was just Liam Neeson on the phone.
And the award for best use of social media banner goes to Matt Mira.
No!
This is the only time we will say his name. So remember it. Matt Mira, I did it again.
Don't even correct
it
me.
It can't be
anymore.
Pronounced any other way. It's a short I for
someone does.
Kill them.
I'm sorry, I've read that wrong. It's Mate Mira.
Oh, God, it's even more wrong.
Talk about Nerdist. This Nerdist.
Cocaine.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's, when you're ready to look down and you wanna get down.
What?
Cocaine.
When you're ready to go, hit it up,
cocaine.
Sit, don't like, sit, don't like, sit, don't like,
cocaine.
It's like he's under
today's
the burden.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Portlandia.
Hundreds of pounds of cocaine on his shoulders when he speaks.
Cocaine.
He is the Atlas of cocaine.
I can't get rid of this white demon upon my back.
And the gods
He doesn't
said,
know how to do it. Just, all he does is take hot baths and then roll in it.
I'm numb.
My skin wants to party all night long.
All I know how to do is put it on my tongue and say it's pure.
The '80s. That's the only
that's
way.
How you know.
And everybody
on your teeth.
It's pure.
But how quickly cops were willing to cut that bag open, stick a big finger in it, and put it in there. It's like you're still taking cocaine, guys.
Yeah, it's my fifth raid today.
Yeah. We gotta find some more.
Oh,
we gotta find some more.
Oh, this guy's got something on him. Let's see what it is. Oh, fuck, I knew it.
You brought that.
What?
The guy who busts the pot is just like, let's see if it's real. Just starts rolling a joint, lighting it up. I think it's real.
Just brings out a vaporizer. Let's see if this thing is real.
No, he bakes it. He takes time to bake it into brownies.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have to wait for it to hit him.
Yeah.
It's like 40 minutes, guys. Just like maybe a half hour.
Wait.
The movie was good, but the last 3 hours were weird.
Guys,
just watching him bake that brownie. Yeah.
Guys, it's been an hour and a half. I think it was just oregano. Call it off.
Wait a minute, I feel a little weird. No.
I'm not sure.
Kind of in my head.
I had a big dinner, so maybe we have to wait.
Yeah.
You guys want to go see Pac Rim? I mean, let's just do it.
And then it's real. And the last, he wants to see Pac Rim.
The last 2.5 hours of the movie are just them going to see
another movie.
Then you see the movie with
them. Oh.
Yeah, just their heads blocking most of the
action.
Screen.
Yeah.
It's shot on a 90-degree angle at their heads. Yeah. You don't. It's in an old movie theater, no stadium seating. Oh. Not a chance of avoiding his head. Guys, we have fun here at the Nerdist Podcast.
Don't comment on the now!
Improv 101 with Jonah Ray. Just let it be.
I feel weird.
Just get
that's
into
just
it.
My way of verbalizing the after laughter.
But that's that's actually hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
Funny!
That's actually funny. Oh, thanks, asshole.
If you just replace like the sigh of like, huh, with like, mmm, then all of a sudden it sets a pregnant pause in motion.
I express my emotions with words. Naughty sound.
Are we about to fuck?
Nerdist got sexy.
Yo, that Nerdist got sexy.
Yo, Nerdist got sexy.
Guys, let's do a 4 points. We'll touch dicks in the middle.
That's a 4 points.
Is that what that
what
is?
What? Never fucking heard
never
of
heard that. Never talking about what? That.
Yeah.
What? That is it. No one in this room has heard that. No one in this room has heard that.
Oh, maybe you guys know it as the pinwheel.
No, wait. I don't know four dicks touching is anything. Yeah. I don't think that's a thing.
I call that a crucifuck.
two dicks touching when the foreskin is wrapped to the other dick. That's
now
snoodling.
We know.
That's docking.
Now we know
I call
that.
It snoodling.
Snoodling or docking.
I call it snuffle up.
You're getting two more dicks in?
And garbage bagging is when you take two dicks and you twisty tie them together.
Mm. Oh.
Okay. And then you have the balls underneath.
When a guy with the bigger dick puts his skin over a guy with the smaller dick, I call that tremorsing.
Jesus Christ.
I prefer tremorsing too.
Starring
or
Kevin Bacon.
Zing, yeah.
Hey, oh.
Guys, what's happening right now is just a really good time. We're having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're saying things, we're riffing off of each other.
Enjoying!
So, yeah, you were getting back to the four dicks?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You were doing the four dicks had a point, though, before I interrupted
yes,
you.
Their points are all touching.
4 points.
Yep. That's it, 4 points,
dicks. I was making 4 points.
Oh, okay, you had 4 points to make. We made them all.
Yeah,
great.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Are you working on anything right now? Besides, you have your album coming out. Are you working on anything else at the moment?
Yeah, I'm doing Conan tonight.
Sweet!
Yeah, I mean, not tonight for the people who are listening. But,
you did Conan recently.
Did Conan recently? Yeah.
Which also works
what
for
happened,
the current
man?
Conversation.
What went wrong? I mean, you. What happened?
It really fell. Everything fell apart.
That's where the
people are
going to
read
out.
Too much into that.
They say it, man. They fucking called it.
They called it out.
Do you like doing the talk shows, or is it nerve wracking?
I mean, it was doing stand up, so it was. I was totally fine until like maybe 15 minutes before go time. And I started getting a little nervous. And then, like, right when you're standing behind the curtain, I was like, oh, I got to start doing some breathing exercises.
Gotta
like, because there's, like, a little, like, my heart wants to just shit inside my belly.
Yeah, I started, like, nervously riffing with the guys that pull the curtain.
Oh, yeah, I just kept shaking their hands.
Yeah, I bet they have, like, a fucking load. They've seen it all. Like, but I did a thing where I was like, I can't go on. Take my glasses and shirt. You do it for me.
You know what? That would actually make a fun like little web series where you
yes.
It's like the curtain puller guys basically have GoPros on them.
It's
and
a great
you
idea.
See everything people are doing right before they go out, like whatever sort of pants shitting or whatever it is that they're doing. And then immediately, and it just ends with them walking out being like, hi, you know,
yeah,
whatever the thing.
Or if you just keep it all back there, it's just those moments. And then coming back afterwards, like completely relieved, just like, yeah.
Or
like, oh, or like really angry.
How long are you doing? Like five, is it four or
five
minutes?
Minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a weird setup, isn't it?
It is weird. You
most
know,
of the people are up and to the right.
Yeah, and I'm fine with looking up like that. I kind of like performing that way. But the weird thing is, like, you know, of course, it's that there's no stand-up before you. So you're getting the audience used to hearing jokes from a person who's not Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
And you only have 5 minutes.
And you have 5 minutes. So the first two jokes, I feel like, are kind of throwaways. Even if you like the jokes and you know they work, they're not going to get your normal response.
It's also like a loud band and a few celebrities come right before you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's like, and then it's just like, and somebody you've never heard of. Here he is. Listen to him make you chuckle.
Yeah.
But the second half went really, couldn't have gone better. So I was really excited.
The audience just as a unified body. Hey, everybody, it's Kurt Brownaller from the K-Hole.
I had no idea the K-Hole was this big.
This is really
Wait, just
great.
All the listeners are here? Oh, great.
Unified.
We enjoy your Get Lost bit.
How are you all talking at the same
Guys,
time?
Can we stop? You're supposed to be laughing.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, these are robots. The robots.
Enjoyable.
enjoyable. I think I did a Doctor Who, like one of those behind the scene things, and I just kept calling the Daleks Daleks.
Oh, great.
The whole time.
On purpose?
And then they aired it. No, I just was just like, I'm going to call them Daleks.
You kept on doing a thing that would make me so uncomfortable in Montreal, where you would just start speaking fake French to people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And you would people would just be confused and walk away. You'd be like, I love this.
But it would start off with real French and then quickly devolve to fake French. Yeah. But I don't know. I get... I don't even mean to do it. I'm not even trying to do it like meanly. I'm just like, oh, bonjour, je l'appelle point.
Yeah, yeah.
Je l'appelle point.
Oh, God. Every fucking time.
Do you like fucking with people?
I don't really like fucking with people, but I do like having a good time, Chris. I like to have a good time.
Yo, bro. Fucking, you're in the right place, buddy.
Is this the place to have a good time?
This is Good Time Central.
Did someone ask for cocaine?
Laughing.
Enjoying. We
having
a
good
time. All together.
Womp, 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 womp.
It's Myra.
Fun, 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 fun.
Superman. Just bring it all back. A guy who makes connections with not, he doesn't understand what connections are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just yells the word of something that happened previously.
Yeah. This Good Time moment was brought to you by Cocaine Boss and Bruce Gutter. I feel like Bruce Gutter has a future.
Thank you.
But Cocaine Boss doesn't.
Nope. Well, yeah. So far we have not heard from Cocaine Boss.
Yeah.
So wouldn't even know
what the boss sounds like.
Yeah, he could just be a disembodied voice that we never see the person.
Bruce, Bruce, I swear the cocaine was in the back seat of the car. I don't know what you mean by that. To imply that I did the cocaine. I did the cocaine. I did not do the cocaine.
Where's my cocaine?
I swear to God, if you were in my sister's husband,
he don't understand.
Is that French?
This sounds like the Mr. Belvedere origin story. this is the prequel to the series.
That's why he ended up
I'm
being
getting
an
out of the
Annie.
Game.
Yes. He was down and out. Cocaine Boss was after him.
Mr. Belvedere's real name was Bruce Gutter. And he was working in the cocaine trade. And,
until he crossed the wrong cocaine boss.
He was totally hiding
out. I couldn't understand
a
word he was saying.
He had to have been. What else is he doing in America?
With that family.
He's British.
Hey, last night in the middle... This is my Bob Uecker. Hey, in the middle of the night, you were saying something about cocaine while you were asleep. Is everything okay, Belvedere?
Of course.
Was Belvedere British, though?
Yeah.
He was, right?
Yeah.
He was British.
Let's not make him Mr. Belvedere because I like this voice so much. Yeah, I don't want him to be an impression.
Remember that SNL sketch? Tom Hanks is on the Mr. Belvedere fan
club. Yeah.
No.
They had a Mr. Belvedere fan club, and they had to ask everyone to not murder Mr. Belvedere. Like, that was their rule.
Do you know the industry term to Belvedere?
No, what is it?
To sit on your balls right before shooting.
Oh, because he had that. Well, I think it was, did Paul F. Tompkins have that bit, or was it Patton? One of them had a bit where they did an impersonation of the actor Christopher Hitchens. Like, he had some sort of a, like, fluid filled his balls, and it wasn't cum.
And it wasn't, like, elephantitis?
It wasn't fun fluid. It was some kind of, like, he had some sort of a problem where his balls were swollen.
But it was filled with vitamins, right? I mean, we could
and
still
minerals,
mine it.
Nine essential vitamins and minerals.
All right, it's still a potential.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend.
Unobtainium C.
So.
Conobtainium.
But they, one of them.
The fact that hasn't been said yet.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys didn't see the Avatar porn.
Oh, really?
No.
I'm
just stating.
Actually, I did.
Cumobtainium?
Well, I don't remember if it was cumobtainium. Chloe and I went through a period when we first started dating where we were just getting the porn parodies.
No, that was just Chloe once a month.
Nope.
It's going to still happen.
Nope. Where we got all the ones where they had to do full body makeup just to see how they did it. And in Avatar, when they did the Avatar one.
We got all the ones. What database did you check?
Well, I need to know which full body makeup. Enter.
Avatar porn.
Oh, Vivid, you have quite a few selections. Yeah.
This makeup's not very Vivid. It's so basically on the Avatar one. The guy was fully blue, except for his cock, which they were like, well, there's nothing we can do about this. I mean, this shit's it's going to get sucked off. It's going to get sucked off orally or pussily, either one. So we're going to have to just not. So like everything was blue except the guy's penis. In the Simpsons one, they were the hue was adjusted.
So
it looked
their
really weird.
Yellow.
To make their whole bodies look yellow.
Bleach.
But one time, traversing the internet, I found a clip of a what seemed to be a Danish or German porn where it was two guys and a girl, and they were all in blue, and they were having this girl suck off the two guys, and the guys were whistling the Smurfs theme song.
What is this? No, that's the... La, 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 sing a happy dog.
And his crank is completely blue, but it's starting to get rubbed off on her face, and like, and it's real, you look it up.
Do you guys remember that always?
I feel bad for Smurfs.
Going to porn.md, and then Smurf porn.
Have you ever seen Scooby-Doo porn? I once Googled Scooby-Doo porn. Super disturbing.
I'm into the Velmas, though.
Anything coming up?
The Simpsons one was gross because they did the voices actually really well.
Really?
And it was creepy.
Oh, that's disturbing.
And it,
well, that guy James Dean, he did Homer, right? Or Mo.
I don't remember.
James Dean, the one who's in the movie with what's her face?
Yeah. He, in an interview, like,
is it like 5 hours long?
Oh, we just want the audio. Which one is it?
We know which flash porn site Jonah visits.
No, this was an aggregator, Chris.
Sorry, don't get aggregated. Come on,
I will get aggregated, Chris.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's it's any of that one.
It's just any of those.
So there's a Papa Smurf. There's a guy with a red hat and a white beard, and then there's I don't know.
Papa, just leave Papa and then, out and of the, it. And just get a prankster. And
unfortunately, he has blue balls. Come on,
yeah, up high.
Thank you.
All the time.
Oh, I missed it.
All
worst
the time.
That's the whitest time I've ever seen in my life.
This is what it sounded like.
It was the slap.
It was like just imagine like two pieces of dry salami kind of slapping each other.
Somehow their hands went through each other.
It's just like
We're dead. We just ended up holding hands. We holding hands for
a
brief moment.
I don't know when to let go.
Oh no, yeah. There we go. That was actually a better high five.
It was like Stallone and Carl Weathers.
Just the audio.
It's worth it.
Yeah, we're just gonna listen to people hump. And we're going to imagine
the whistling.
Them to
it's
be blue.
Because they're in a field, too.
Well, that makes sense.
They're two apples high.
I have to pee. I swear I'm not going to jerk off or anything if that's what you're worried about.
I thought there were two apples high, which always seemed too big for me.
Yeah.
Here it is.
La, 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 la.
This is like
they're not whistling.
Horny girls and flings who are looking.
Papa Bad got us every time. Every time, guys.
Guys, we have to put these pop-up ads on in case someone plays us on a podcast. So get the audio.
Is there anywhere in there?
Jonah, go navigate.
Oh, there you go. Are those the dicks whistling?
Let me see.
They ain't whistling dicky.
Oh my god!
Oh, it's three guys.
Also, Papa Smurf is overweight.
Yeah.
Also, they're whistling.
And that one's bored.
Yeah, he's really.
They're whistling. They do definitely do like close-ups of them whistling, meaning they weren't getting a blowjob with the close-ups happening.
That
happened.
Would look like Derek Waters painted blue.
Yeah, he also kind of like Derek Waters as Nightcrawler.
I'm glad we saw that without having to see their actual dicks.
They just showed
up.
Way to go, guys.
Really?
Yeah,
this is the new age?
New age.
No age is amazing.
Yeah, they're good.
I'm going to steal this.
So is your album out now?
No, it comes out August 20th.
All right.
August 20th on Kill Rockstars, but you can pre-order it right now. I don't know when this is coming out.
We'll put it up before.
Why are you grabbing tissue paper and wiping stuff off by your computer?
Your tea?
Something happened.
Is that what you call it?
My sweet tea exploded.
Why is there kefir everywhere?
Come on.
What?
It's kefir.
It's kefir?
I think it's kefir.
I like to call it kefir.
Sutherland?
Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Yeah, why wouldn't
I like
you
to
name
call kefir kefir Sutherland.
I think it's kefir.
Kefir is what, the little crystals of weed?
No, it's the yogurt.
Probiotic yogurt drink.
Oh, that's kefir.
Wait, what?
Kefir.
Kefir.
Hang
kefir?
On.
You Kiefer? Say Kiefer.
I say Kiefer.
Wait a second.
You say There's Kiefer too Sutherland. Much happening. I say Kiefer
I don't
Sutherland.
Understand what you're talking about.
It's a Mediterranean
They're talking
probiotic
about
yogurt.
Yogurt
yeah.
Oh,
right?
You're talking
is it
about
Mediterranean?
Yogurt.
I think it's Mediterranean.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm talking
you.
About
there
weed
it is.
Crystals.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
There's pictures.
For understanding that I might not know a probiotic yogurt.
There's billboards for it all over the city.
I didn't see
it's a hot
any.
New thing, buddy.
All I saw was that one billboard asking Dwight Howard to stay.
It has protein and probiotics. Mm. It's good stuff.
All right. I'll try it out.
Have it. Okay. What's the name of your comedy special?
The album's called How Do I Land?
Based off of a really cool story. Go for it.
Oh, this was at the top of Reddit.
Yeah, yeah, this was at the top of Reddit
That's
for a while.
That's how he equates things that are worth anything.
You win.
I was there for a few hours, 8 hours or so. It was, so basically I ran a Kickstarter asking people to donate $4,000 to me so that I could hire a skywriter to write a joke in the sky. And we did it, and we got $6,000, and we hired a skywriter to write How Do I Land over Los Angeles in March.
And now it didn't work right the first time, right?
It never worked right. I mean, it happened.
Yeah.
All the letters came out of the plane's butthole
but,
and like, were in the sky. But the wind was it just blew it away so
fast. Oh, so
fast.
It was more about the time of year than
the
weather.
Yeah, it was more of the time of year. But basically, I had a great photographer, Robin von Swank, photograph each letter as it came out, and then she kind of composited them. So the image that you see online is a composite, but all those letters actually were in
the
sky.
Great. That's great. Yeah. And you're doing another Kickstarter joke thing with a billboard, right?
I'm not going to run a Kickstarter for it. I'm just I think I have a private investor to do it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we're going to run some just do some stupid billboards in the middle of the desert.
Is that is Bruce Gutter investing?
Bruce Gutter is definitely invested. It's
I'm
a lot of cocaine
case,
money.
Boss.
I have to say,
how much does a billboard in the middle of the desert cost?
I think probably $500.
Yeah.
But it costs $750 to get the stuff printed.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's $12.50. It's a good
For how long do you get to have it up?
That's
a month.
That's
worth it.
That's
month.
What are you going to put up on the billboard?
I think one of them's going to be it's going to be the envelope. The big billboard's going to be a giant envelope. Mm-hmm. And it'll just say, to Brian. And then underneath it'll say, giant Brian, not regular Brian. That's going to be one of them. And there'll be no way to find out what it's all about. Like, there's going to be no link or anything. It'll just come, and it'll exist in a small town. Everyone will be confused and maybe laugh.
Oh, God,
and then
that's
it'll
so
won't
great.
Exist, and then it'll just disappear.
But you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I am going to buy the URL giantbrian.com and make a killing.
A killing from the 1,200 people that are in this small town.
I mean,
so probably have to go. They have to go to the McDonald's for Wi-Fi.
What's the other one? You're going. You. It's very possible you could infuse the economy with that of that small town with
people
new
coming
money
by. Yeah.
Coming by just to see the giant Brian billboard.
It's,
yeah.
It's like the Jesus painting, the fresco Jesus.
Yep.
Like it's like that, that.
Oh, that's a new thing. Like people will really go to see it.
People
now, right?
Like it's
yeah,
that town.
Was also
that
on the top of Reddit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That village is like getting
so
tons of people going to it. Or
I
that,
call
like,
him Monkey Jesus. Is that okay? Do
people
most people call
him
that?
Monkey Jesus. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. So apparently it's just there's tons. And then that lady who fucked it up, who was mortified at first, is now trying to get some of the money.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the other billboard?
The other billboard's going to be just a an animated paperclip that just says, "Looks like you're trying to make a billboard. Can I help?"
That seems though like it would be like an actual advertisement.
Well, the thing
for
is, the other one seems like it'd be an advertisement for like a movie, maybe about a giant Brian.
Yeah,
that's going to come later. It's like a teaser.
What
do
you got? What,
like
you got one of them
one
giant Brians?
Like it's like, you know, outdoor advertising works. Do you need help?
Yeah, yeah,
you
know, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right, right, right. Yeah, oh, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's another one that's going to be just a bird wearing a shirt that says Bill, and I'll just say, this Bill Bird for rent.
Again, it seems like it just seems like a billboard company doing really cute.
You're just like,
I know, I need to figure out a way to make it so it doesn't seem like that.
So how much is that going to cost?
I mean, I'm hoping I can get each one done for $12.50.
I love that there's just some benefactor. It's a private investor.
Yeah.
It's like, Kurt, I'm going to give you this $37.50.
She already helped me make, because I wanted to make this dumb stop sign, you know, that I put
Is it Kristen?
No, it's not Kristen. her name is Rebecca. She's awesome. And she helped me make this sign. So it's just underneath a stop sign right next to my house, and it just says stop, and then underneath it says no, you stop, because it's it's another stop sign underneath it. And that people do come and photograph it all the time.
That's awesome. Because
the guys at the auto plant there, like, they always like be like, people are always coming by.
That's cool.
And I'm like, do you like it? They're like, it's dumb.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't know. All right, see you later.
Bruce Gutter loves it.
Bruce Gutter.
I've taken many Polaroids of it.
Bruce Gutter still uses the technology from Miami Vice 8.
Yeah.
He drives around in an 83
Corvette. 100 rolls of Polaroids. Yes.
Note to so- oh, I need more mini cassettes.
Mini cassettes. Oh, that's mint. That is right. That is a mint joke.
I cannot tell you how much I love Bruce Gutter. Maybe, hey, Jonah, can we hang out with Bruce Gutter later?
Well, wait, who are you asking?
Jonah, I'm sorry. This is a private conversation between us and Bruce Gutter.
Sorry.
Yes.
Okay, Bruce, we're going to have to figure out a way to keep you and freeze you and then just shove Jonah down.
Oh, I can't. I derive all my power from Jonah.
That's why you can overtake him. You can make Jonah the Bruce Gutter.
You don't know the things he does.
Really?
Oh, I shouldn't say.
But,
I gotta go. I'm teaching an aerobics class at the Y.
he pushes cocaine and does aerobics? This guy's got it all.
Where do I get all my energy? And clients.
That would explain the leg warmers.
That was a. Sorry, I messed it up. That's what I was doing.
There we go.
What is your Twitter?
Kurt Brownler. If you just Google Kurt Comedy, I'm the only one other than Metzger.
Oh, gotcha.
That's easier because my last name's a nightmare.
Brownler.
Brownler. B-R-A-U-N-O-H-L-E-R. That's why it's the K-hole.
The K-H-L-E.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to see you, man.
Thanks for
coming
in. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Fucking around. This was fun.
This was some fun fuck time.
It was good.
Yeah.
This is fun.
This is... Ready?
Do you guys want to end with the 4 points?
4 points it up. Here we go. Zip.
Zip.
I don't know if it would... That's a pretty...
It smacks. They smack.
That's a
I mean,
pretty,
we're not erect.
That's a pretty meaty...
You're not.
Oh... Yes. Oh, I got a man.
No,
I was taking a break.
Keep rolling.
The cocaine. I got no way out of this. This bit is done.
Let it drive the podcast into the ground.
Will do.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Nerdist for a $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. That's Stamps.com. Enter the promo code Nerdist.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.